Hey, Feral Audio consumer, did you know Feral Audio's got a new survey?
Hey, I am a Feral Audio consumer, even though you're not talking about that, and I didn't know that.
I am talking about that.
Man, we're on a mission to get to know our listeners a little better, and that means you. So basically, these surveys, they kind of help us get information about what you like, right?
I guess so. Your participation in these surveys makes a difference for everyone making podcasts at Feral. It's a super easy way to support the shows you love. So we appreciate you helping out. I mean, I'll say I don't. But that's just me. I don't like the idea of I don't mind the idea of a survey.
Right.
Please feel free to let someone at Feral know that you wish I lost weight. You can seriously in advance go fuck yourself.
I don't think these are the survey questions.
Okay.
No, I
imagine it's more like, who are you? Like what if we find out that there's like, you know, a bunch of asexual listeners, you know,
right.
and that they in particular don't have they don't feel like they have their point of view represented. Like, the great thing about podcasting networks is like, it's very low overhead to create a podcast. So this survey is a great first step to help us build a better Feral Audio that includes, like, if representation is your jam, or it just like your interests, you know?
Are you into football? Would you never, for instance, ever buy a football app if it was advertised to you? Is that not helpful to you?
Right. We can tailor make connections between audiences and the advertisers.
This survey is going to exactly help out those kinds of issues, because we don't know you don't like football.
You can find the survey at feralaudio.com/survey. That's feralaudio.com/survey.
You're helping yourselves.
The Feral Audio survey. You'll float too.
Today's episode is brought to you by Last Rampage, the new true crime film starring Robert Patrick, Heather Graham, and Bruce Davison. And we had the pleasure of speaking to someone involved with the movie.
Hi, my name is Heather Graham, and I'm playing Dorothy Tyson in the movie The Last Rampage. The Last Rampage is a true story about Gary Tyson and how his sons broke him out of prison, and it's a very dark story, and Gary Tyson is not a good guy. I play his wife, and I'm super loyal and devoted to him, even though he's pretty much the worst person in the world. One thing I think is interesting about the movie is a lot of these movies, they tell a story about, like, oh, this rebellious guy who was this cool gunslinger and, you know, he did it all these wrong things, but he did it for the right reason. And I think this story sort of turns that story on its head, because it's got, at first you think he's a cool guy, but then you're like, no, this guy is just like a selfish, self-centered, narcissistic jerk. I like stories about real people. I think sometimes real life is stranger than fiction. Like, I mean, some of the stuff that happens, you just go, I can't believe this is real, but it's real. And then if you do more research, it's even stranger than the stuff they put in the script. It's just like, sometimes real life is stranger than fiction.
Don't miss Last Rampage, the true story of the prison break of Gary Tyson. In theaters and available on iTunes and all on-demand platforms today. For more information, visit truecrimelive.com or follow the movie on Twitter @LastRampageFilm or on Facebook.com/LastRampageFilm.
Feral Audio.
Hello, New York. From the fabulous Gramercy Theater in downtown Greenwich, upper East Greenwich, it's Harmontown is now in session. Let's bring to the stage Spencer Crittenden.
Hey, guys. Oh, shit.
And the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon. Thank you, New York! Thank you!
Oh, yeah.
We did a little experimental thing. I did some typing before the show. Is this the place where we did that the first time? No.
No.
That was Canada, where everything is an experiment.
Thank you, lights.
Thank you so much. I know it's a, you know, your, what do you call it? Your circadian schedule? Is that what it's called? Your circadian...
rhythm.
Your rhythm. The sine wave of your circadian ups and downs.
Oh, rhythm.
I'll look it up later. It's probably telling you that nothing is interesting or funny, and or if you're drunk, that there's something wrong with you. And I can't combat that.
We're doing our jobs. You guys got to step up.
Right, but I did because I thought, okay, so I wait. I mean, you don't have to wait. You are waiting. You're an audience. That's what you do. I don't have to tell you to wait. Sorry. I'm sorry. I made like a. On the way here in the cab, I made a PowerPoint on the... That's it. Wait. Okay. Levy said it was here somewhere. Levy, is it...
Woo!
He said it was minimum. Oh, it's in preview. Okay.
Wait, that's... You have OpenMU on that thing? We should play Mario.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Wait, I can. I think you just. Okay. Okay. All right.
Steve Levy, everybody. Yes, yes.
All right, my presentation for those of you who are later listening and who didn't pay $1 million, so who cares about your needs? But for those of you who are listening, this slideshow is called New York Show, Why It Will Be Great. That's the first slide. And then. Okay, what? All right. Oh, it's not really. Okay. I don't know if. I didn't expect it to be this bad. It's supposed to still be able to like be a slideshow, but I'm just scrolling through like a papyrus on screen. What is a show? A show is entertainment, success, connection, and there's a boat because it's a.
Why was that boat all wrinkly?
There's a quote slide with Johnny Appleseed said type quote here. That okay, so New York and Dan Harmon are urban. But they, see, the thing is, these are supposed to be slides, so then it's... then it would appear that the word uncompromising appeared underneath the word urban, but instead it's just scrolling through and... Also, my name, my first name's in all caps because the phone knows me that way, and it's urban. We're urban. We're uncompromising. We're offended by 9/11,
right?
Very much so, to the core, and we're efficient. But there's a triangle I couldn't get rid of. New York and Dan Harmon are okay looking from a distance, but less so during the day. We're up close. Parts of us are beautiful. Parts of us are scary and smell like pee. New York and Dan Harmon, you can tell what we just ate by looking at the ground around us. Except in the case of me, that's like regular food. And New York they eat dreams. It eats dreams. This is New York, the city, not a New Yorker. Boy, Harmon. Okay, what? Wait.
Oh, no.
Is that it? That's the whole thing?
It
looped. Yeah, I guess so.
I didn't know they loop.
Yeah. All right. That's my slideshow. Right. All right. Also, okay. All right. Well, later on, maybe we'll. I wish I could type better. Oh, now that works. Okay. All right. So we have some people we could meet too, but only if I'm really. Yeah. Well, we have one person we're gonna meet no matter what. And then another person if I'm like drowning.
Well, that's not very nice. Now they'll have to figure out which is which.
No, the first person is a person I'd like you to meet. The second person, if I bring them up, you know that person is like somebody that I'm like, we're drowning.
Yeah.
And then they have to know that, and then but they can use that. They can be self-effacing about that.
I'm sure they'll use that to their advantage.
Yeah. I have some things that... Okay, hold on a second.
S- spatially, this is a lot more complicated than we're used to.
Yeah.
A lot of maneuvering.
How are you enjoying this trip to New York?
Oh, I hate it. I'm in deadline hell right now. After this, I am sure to go back to continue working on the thing that we're supposed to shoot in a week.
Oh, but our second guest, if we're drowning, is our boss from CISO, so you could probably just...
Ask him?
Yeah, just say, can we delay the show by a week?
I hope we drown.
Because...
Also, I hope this show doesn't go that well.
You're talking about Harmon Quest second season, is what you're talking about. Okay, so some updates. Just if you are a Cookie Collector 2 person that is that has joined my Cookie Collector 2 team, I didn't know there was no way to kick people off. A lot of you, there can only be 50 people.
There's a lot of freeloaders on your team.
I don't know if you can figure out a way to leave the team. But if you could, if you've collected literally zero cookies, that's not how you play Cookie Collector 2.
Delete your account.
It's not. I'm not an elitist. I'm not saying you got to work hard and play hard and, you know.
It's called Cookie Collector.
It's called Cookie Collector. A lot of you, like 47 of you, are taking up 47 of 50 slots, and you're collecting zero cookies.
You can't rumble crumbs that way.
But I'd also like to say the reason I don't appear to be collecting a lot of cookies right now is because I'm building up bonuses. I keep prestiging. Okay. All right. So.
What if that's what they're all doing though?
But you know, you can't do that without collecting. These people have collected zero cookies.
Okay, well, I don't know the game.
Dr. Henry Lee, a world famous forensic
scientist. Oh yeah, yeah.
So this crazy thing happened. Where is he based? I think he's based in California. We have to get him on the show. Dr. Henry Lee is amazing. There's a Forensic Files marathon happening right now on the television, like Cody. Cody recorded him saying the same thing. She didn't have TiVo. She wasn't able to freeze it. It was just like a weird coincidence. We were like sharing the, you know, him and the JonBenet Ramsey thing. He's like, don't steal my papal. And then, you know, it's like, are you allowed to like have fun with the fact that a guy speaks very, very broken English? It's like that ties into like, you know, it's like, oh, are those days over?
I don't know if New York City understands that concept.
It's like, where does it bleed into racism? I think the guy's English is very, very funny, and that's linked to whatever. He talks funny. I mean, and he's, but he can handle it. He's very, very smart, and he's just like, he speaks such funny English, and he has to, because of his job, he has to talk about the grossest shit. And so Cody saw this clip, and she taped it, and it was Dr. Henry Lee. There was like a UV ray going over a bed, and there was just all this shit lighting up, and Dr. Henry Lee says, we found between 150 and 200 individual semen stains. That's a lot of semen stain. I always watched it over and over again. Then we checked into our hotel and we turned on the Forensic Files marathon and the same thing was playing. And we were...
Oh my God, the same thing happened to me, but with Drivers, Dine-Ins, and Dives. Oh shit.
What's Drivers, Diamonds, and Dives?
Well, let's move on. It's fine.
A show about cars that go into the ocean and the people that rescue their treasures?
Yeah. Hosted by Guy Fieri.
Anyways, that is a lot of semen stain, but I thought it was interesting that he had like sort of a sympathy for the devil kind of delivery on that. He's like, that's a lot of semen stain. And then it cut to a different thing. And I think what he said next is like, but, you know... Or maybe he said, and I should know. I don't know.
I thought it sounded like sympathy for the bed, right?
I thought it was more like, I thought he was saying, that he was saying, that's a lot of semen stain, but that alone does not make man a bad person. Special people generate semen. You may be bad person, you may be forensic genius. Maybe that make you more semen. I don't know. Cody killed her first fly today.
What?
Which
does she not like killing bugs?
No, it wasn't that. That's what I thought. But she's just bad at it. She's never gotten a kill. There was a giant fly in the hotel bathroom, and she
she was relaying this all to me. I wasn't there. She right. She injured it with a towel.
Nice.
And then it went into a crevice.
Good start.
And she sprayed it with hairspray.
Also nice.
Until it crawled out of the crevice.
Right.
Dizzy from its great hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally smushed it.
Nice.
And it just made me think, can you imagine, because flies, they literally, correct me if I'm wrong, the common house fly, its lifespan is one day, right?
I doubt it.
That's not true.
I don't think so. Maybe.
Do we have an armchair entomologist down here that said no?
Flies in like swamps live a day.
Flies in like swamps live a day, someone said.
Well, gnats, surely, but flies are bigger than gnats.
I thought they live a day. Who thinks they know better?
I'm sure some flies live a day, Dan.
Yeah, nobody's really willing to. We got a very delicate hand coming up. No, I'm not. That's not. You're not a delicate person. I'm not saying. I'm saying your hand is delicate, sir. It was a furtive.
28 days. Thank you.
They live a day as adults. They live longer as maggots.
See,
but
I don't know about that either.
All right, well...
I'm just going to call bullshit on anything anyone says from here on out.
This is a very risky thing for me to do, but it would probably happen if I didn't call for it. But if anybody were to find out...
I heard someone yell out 28 days.
28 yeah. days? Wow,
later.
That's a lot of semen stain. Okay, 28 days. Never mind, because I was
going to
say...
Well, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just like, these things live for a day, and then, like, some of them get to live, like, the perfect life.
Oh.
Because it's like, there's turds everywhere, and they love them. And it's like, and then I was thinking, like, so many of them just live in our definition of hell. Like, because they are born, and then they're probably, like, an hour into their life. And then they probably spend, then someone's just trying to swat them the whole time, and they're like, can I just please eat a little bit of that dried milk off that picnic table? And then or there's like a horse tail is like constantly trying to kill them and their family, and I don't know. But 28 days, they should figure it out.
Flies about it too easy for too
they
long.
They have time to like build a fly house and... Like, they don't deserve our sympathy, insects, because they're like the first type of organism, the first phylum.
Sure, no.
First kingdom.
Kingdom, maybe.
No, kingdoms are animal and.
Oh yeah, animal.
They're
kingdom,
the first
phylum
to like get go
sure.
you know start nailing it as far as organization, because they're multicellular organisms that then got meta and fractal about it and said, what if these multicellular individuals worked in a colony? And we're social and stuff. And so they've kind of perfected everything, and then they got lazy. And they were just like, well, it's not like we're going to turn into lizards and then squirrels and then monkeys, and then the monkeys are going to like hit a gazelle with a femur bone and make spaceships. But they were wrong. And they can eat our shit. And they're like, we love your shit. And I'm like, yeah, protest more.
That's how Planet of the Apes happened, right?
Just a reminder.
So, okay, hold on. With these bugs, though, I always assume that bugs just, like, were little wind-up toys, right? But people feel bad about killing bugs. Like, what's the consensus?
Where does PETA stand?
I don't care what PETA stands for.
That's a good way to get you blown up.
You know, well, you heard about this PETA thing, right? About this this new ad campaign that was talking about...
Where they have the women say, I was held down and I was violated, and they go, surprise, I'm speaking for cows.
For cows, yeah.
And there were people I saw people's reactions to that included, like, I saw somebody on Twitter being like, this is over the line. PETA needs to be shut down. That is our problem. Like, that's why our country is like suffering, because of people that it's not because of all the shit that's going wrong. It's because we have successfully systematized the infantilization of us, of ourselves as a biomass. We're in our like second or third generation of people that are just like, that's offensive. Somebody's going to deal with that for sure. Like the teacher's not going to put up with that obnoxious person. As for me, I'll be over here getting straight A's. No. You're going to be over here sliding into the ocean, and there may be a Nazi elected in a day. I'm just saying, like, we have
what
this.
What was that noise? Like, I get where it's coming from, but just specifically, the quality of the sound of that noise was very weird.
Well, because
I think, like, someone said, za.
I'm on that person's side, because that is.
I'm not against them. I want to understand. I'm here to grow.
That's the Dairy Queen parfait of stop saying he might get elected, and even if he doesn't, what the fuck are we gonna do? Like, and maybe I'm on the alt-right and a Harmontown fan. I don't know.
Yeah. You've certainly courted them heavily.
That Vice Canada clip that they certainly made me look like an undecided voter.
Nice.
All I'm saying is everyone's full of shit. I'm not saying don't go out and stop this guy from Hitlering. he's from New York. He's a New York tradition.
Well, isn't.
I know how you feel. I feel like New Yorkers have been like sick of that guy for 35 years.
And we're
marveling at when the Celebrity Apprentice happened. Like, who in Wichita thought this was a good idea? Anyways, we don't want to talk about that. We don't have anything else to talk about, but because we've all been hit over the head with a sack of potatoes for a year and a half now, this election's been going on.
That's the new thing. That's what we got going on.
And we all know nothing's going to the problem obviously isn't the election. It's because the president's got one power. I flipped out on Twitter recently because of the one thing is the Supreme Court thing. That is why. That's because the president during their term, if any of these geezers kicks it, they replace them and they replace them along these party lines. And it's one thing. It's already bad enough that we have this bipartisan system where these guys are just playing human chess and ladies playing human chess. Congratulations. But it's like, and then now it's just like they're just like 5-year-olds and they're fucking with the thing. Well, we're not gonna let you be a pink card. It's like, this is fucking unconstitutional. I'm gonna fucking kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself. It's the only thing that's legal to say anymore. I'm gonna kill myself.
That's the thing.
I'm gonna kill all of you. I'm gonna kill myself.
Can't say that.
That's code. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna live forever. Every time I kill you, I'm gonna gain power like Highlander. And then I'll be able to. It's like well water in my head, but I can sense thoughts. What are you gonna do in Highlander 2? I'm gonna make an ozone shield. What? That Highlander series, I'll tell you. They did not know what we wanted in a Highlander 2. But I'm sure the writers sat down and were like, well, it says there can only be one, and then there's one at the end. Shit. Prequel? They're from Mars? I don't know. Our next guest is new to the Feral Audio podcast family, and I know barely anything about her, but I thought it would be a good chance to get to know her because she was in town. Please welcome Mary Houlihan.
Hey.
Hello. All right, so if the show's bad, it's your fault.
Sure.
You're from San Francisco, right?
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Nope.
No, I'm...
You're from Wichita, right? So you're from New York City, right?
Keep going.
Awesome. Okay.
Los Angeles?
Three down.
Uh-uh.
Anaheim.
No.
Ontario. Uh-huh.
What's in Ohio? Cleveland, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Seattle. Well, she doesn't know what's in Ohio.
Are you from the Northwest United States?
Mm-mm.
Are you from the Northeast United States?
Uh-huh.
Maine.
New Hampshire.
Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Ew.
I don't know what's in the Northeast, to be honest. New York, right? Is that in the Northeast?
The secret Florida above the clouds.
Don't tell them about that.
All right, we give up. Rhode Island.
New Jersey.
Oh
yes. They like that. Some of them do.
Somebody says that. We're driving them crazy here. So you guys are here for the festival, right? Is that? I don't know how this works. There's the New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I figure, right?
But you can buy tickets. Okay. All right. Fine. And what are the tickets? $90? $700? What?
$700, I think.
$700.
Yeah.
You know how that breaks down? Like we have the Spencer's beard has to be fertilized.
It has to be flown in.
People have to fly out. I'm first class. I can't. I need my mint. My mint service. My signature mint drink. Anyways, New Jersey. Thanks for making the drive. So tell us about new media.
Oh my God. There's so much media out there and not enough time, honestly.
Yeah, no, everybody can't watch everything anymore.
Yeah, it's sad.
When I was your age, you could watch everything and there at the end of the night, around midnight, they would literally play the national anthem and show a flag. And then it would go to static. There wasn't enough TV. It's insane. And people would just like die in their chairs smoking cigarettes watching static. That's the original Poltergeist movie is all based on that. It's like, oh, that's when the ghosts come out of your TV. Because we had nothing. Like Spielberg was like, now what? And it's like flipping channels. He's like, what if a ghost was there? There's not going to be any more Spielbergs because now there's too much to watch.
Yeah.
The new Spielberg is like hooked on The Fall. Netflix. You watch The Fall? Awesome.
Really?
Gillian Anderson. Yeah.
Oh, she's in rare form.
Yeah, British.
My favorite form.
She's doing like an accent, or she was British the whole time.
Yeah, she's British.
In either case, she's impressive. I don't understand how people can act in an accent.
Doesn't make sense.
Give me an accent.
Irish,
and now give me a
Jerry Seinfeld.
Did you ever notice? What's with shillelaghs? That doesn't sound like something I'd hit you with. If you're gonna hit someone with something, call it a hitter. Don't call it something delightful. Oh, I'm gonna pull out my shillelagh.
Okay, now this time you're upset with your wife.
I'm upset.
And you're hard at work, and she's coming in. She needs, you know, something. It's important. It's not an unimportant thing that she needs.
I'm upset with my wife, and it's important. But
she needs something.
She needs something.
But you're upset because you're overworked.
And what am I? Am I Irish?
You're Irish Jerry Seinfeld now. Now you're acting in the accent you're just not acting in.
All right. Well, I need space work then.
Yes.
Working on a pair of boots. And then can you play my wife?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
And what nationality is she?
Yeah.
I think that taster's choice.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite?
Dealer's choice.
Maybe Cockney.
Cockney. Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
Oi, I'm sorry for breaking your car. I don't know, that's not really good, right? Well, I broke your car, sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oi, it don't seem fine in it.
It's just frustrating, observing, saying what people are thinking, making boots.
Oi.
I can't stay mad at you.
Nice.
Autistic masterpiece theater.
So what did you learn?
I didn't mean that because we were flapping our...
No.
That was not a flapping joke. That was a personal space joke.
Mm-hmm.
That was an empowering solidarity thing. I was taking it back.
Yeah.
Yes. That's another thing New York and Dan Harmon have in common. We can take things back.
So from that experience, did you learn how to act in an accent? Like, what can you tell us now? Because you're the only person who's actually done it.
I just don't think I find myself having to choose between the accent and the acting.
Mm.
I don't know, like how can you, because they both require pretending that you're something else that's not true. So I don't understand these people. Like, people from Australia will be going soon, and New Zealand actors, like, we're flooded with them, and they're brilliant actors, and they just learn from childhood if they're gonna be an actor that the brass ring is maybe involves going to the States, because that's where the market, you know, has the most jobs. Mm. And so they, from a very young age, I think they're just, it's just like, oh yeah, and then here's your American accent, which I don't know, it must just be practice. It's like you could raise a baby on a skateboard, maybe, and it would probably be like Tony Hawk when it was 13, and then... I mean, we've tried that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I have.
Like, well, that's the Olympics. That's all these freakish children who are like, they've all been since 3 years old, they've been like pushed along equipment and stuff. And then they're like, I'm 13 and I'm crying because I didn't do a rhythm gymnast thing right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But who can't identify with that scenario?
Yeah. And then there's like an old like Belgian guy on the side that's like, you did it wrong. You cost my nation gold. Is the Olympics still like that? That's what it was like when I...
It's all Belgian.
All Belgian coaches?
Yeah. No, all countries. They're all Belgium.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why? I hate the Olympics, you guys. Yeah.
Bite your tongue.
I just... Why do we gotta do it? Well, I mean, there's probably a quarter of those events are like actually, you know, interesting in any way. And then there's like horse dressage. Like what makes the cutoff? How do we determine what's important? This sounds like a stand-up bit, but I'm just confused.
The answer is just committee thinking. Like as far as like, because some country will probably say, "I wish." Well, we of Malta, we think that semaphore should be an Olympic sport.
Right.
And then and then the committee probably says like, "Well, it seemed to me, this is Senator, Olympic Senator Johnson speaking, your country has more semaphore than any other country, so are you trying to cheat your way into a gold medal there, or you plan to compete with the globe in the spirit of humanity?" Mm-hmm. Both. We want to be good at something, and we want to also participate. That's that whole thing. The Olympics are about us getting together. It's about a mm-hmm. united planet.
Yeah.
To defeat other countries.
Yeah, we do that by swimming better than each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dumb.
I hate it.
Yeah. That comes from a time when the only other time we hung out with other countries was when we were murdering them.
Mm-hmm.
And like fucking the holes like that we stabbed with spears.
Right.
Like we were just like monsters. Like if you saw a person who spoke a different language, you were like, that encounter did not stop until there were tendons exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was like fun that we were playing ping pong together. That's a little outdated. In this age of smart bombs and dumb children.
Oh, shit.
Hate to get too political.
Downsizing and uploading. Uploading and downsizing. No, I did the same thing, but in the reverse order. Okay. Upsizing and downloading. There we go.
That's great.
Worth it.
I guess the thing that scares me about the alt-right movement is that I am a Jew-loving intellectual that like is gonna just have all of his property taken away from him and just like I've spent 20 years working.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I thought I got to have stuff at the end of that.
Right.
Which I guess is all anybody's ever saying. So then some people who spent 20 years working and didn't get anything for it, that now then they get to be Nazis.
Yep.
And then they're like, Nazi time. And I'm like, hold on a second. I spent 20 years preparing for non-Nazi time. Thank you.
I think we'll be fine just as long as Obama doesn't take all our guns.
Well, I'd like to see him try.
I'd like to see him try. Like, that could be a reality show. Obama's America.
It would be
He's
a funny
just taking
thing,
but, guns from people.
Well, now that his job has become late night talk show appearances, he should do a bit on Letterman or wait, there's no Letterman. That's so sad. He should do a Kimmel bit where he goes door to door and tries to take people's guns. It'd be funny. He'd be very charming. I'd give him my gun. Even if I loved my gun and had a gun, I'd give him my gun. He's so charming.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna miss that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm gonna miss Joe Biden. That's like, I mean, Obama's great, but Joe Biden, he's like, you know, he's just fun times Joe. Just want to, what's that guy up to, you know? I guess we could still do that. Mm-hmm. I will. I'm gonna make it my mission to find out what Joe Biden is up to.
Did you see that clip where he's reacting to the new email resurgence thing, and then he's a clip where he's in the middle of an interview and they're bringing it up and he's like, "What? That again? What's going on? Wait, look, whatever this is, wherever it came from," and they're like, "Anthony Weiner," he's like, "Jesus Christ." such an organic reaction. It's great.
That was everyone's reaction as that information came out.
Mary Houlihan. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's not like Houlihan.
Oh, God, no.
You must be familiar with Hot Lips Houlihan from MASH.
Yeah.
Just in name, it anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Is that an Irish name? What is that?
Yeah.
Have you been to Ireland?
I wish. Have you?
No, and by the way, you're not allowed to wish until you get there, I think. Is it wishing? No, that's genies.
You gotta kiss a rock.
You have to capture
Irish
a
genies.
Leprechaun. The leprechaun will give you a wish if you catch them.
No, that's the pot of gold, right?
No, the pot of gold is
if
usually
you catch
a wish.
The pot of gold, it'll give you a genie.
You can buy a genie with the pot of gold and get a wish.
Yeah. I think it's that you get a wish if you catch a leprechaun, but most people, by default, wish for the pot of gold.
Well, could you ask for more than a pot of gold?
No.
Two pots?
I hate magic.
Two thoughts?
Two pots of gold?
Two pots of gold?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure there's some variants. You know, in Ireland, everything's a fairy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like monsters are fairies. Like everything's a fairy. Like their words, when they say fairy, they don't mean little thing with wings.
Goblins are fairies. Edercaps are fairies. Dwergar, dwarves, gnomes, they're all fairies. Elves are fairies. Orcs are fairies. Goblins, I probably said goblins,
yeah,
right?
They say,
Spriggans are fairies.
The word fairy is to supernatural, to the Irish, what the word pudding to the British in terms of food. Like, it's just all desserts are pudding. And all, I could have just said that. And I didn't need to, because no one needs to, there's nothing that needs to be clarifying. I'm an over analoger.
Mm.
I'm an analogaholic.
In what way?
Well, it's like this. If analogs were like
what are
cocaine,
analogs?
I'd have no home. Mm-hmm.
That clears it up.
In that I do too many.
Analogs.
Do you drink? Do you
like
do drugs,
analogies.
Mary Houlihan?
Mm-mm.
Are you young enough to ask how old you are?
Mm-hmm.
How old?
26.
I almost use the word ripe. It's You can only use ripe for old people. A ripe old age is fine, but you can't. What a ripe young lady. She's just so ripe.
Old people are probably overripe at that point, I think.
Well, yeah, but I think we flatter them. It's like saying...
take them out early.
I remember when there was a commercial for Wheel of Fortune when I was a kid, and it's a great show for the young, and it showed like a kid playing Wheel of Fortune, and then it cut to an old lady spinning the wheel, to the young at heart. I always thought that was a funny
I like
way to
that.
Yeah, that still happens, I think. I still hear that occasionally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Young at heart.
Yeah.
Or they say, like, she's 100 years young.
100 years ripe.
We're ashamed of death. Like, we think that death means, even though it's something that all of us have to do.
Not me.
We think it's, oh shit. Maybe not you.
That's the thing. We're getting closer.
Yeah. We're getting closer to Turing's parabolic tipping point where people won't age anymore because we'll be robot brains.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure your PowerPoints will be amazing.
It sucks that they all have to die, but...
Yeah. Everyone 27 and over.
Yeah.
That when you were born, they handed you like a Comic-Con sign, like that, so everyone behind you knew that they wouldn't get a signature. Oh wait, no, that doesn't make any sense. It's the people in front of you that age more.
Well, it's like that, but backwards, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but that is what happens.
It was a reverse. They said, "Could you go tell everyone older than you they're gonna die?"
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, "That's a shitty gig." And they're like, "After you're done, you get eternity to hang out and do keynotes, TED Talks. But everyone watching will be able to live forever." Yeah, but they'll still want to hear you say stuff. What are we supposed to want to stay alive? Are we supposed to, is it like...
I hope not. I haven't for years.
Because I'm already... already starting to get at 43. I'm kind of like, I'm not gonna say like, oh, I'd be stoked to die, but I can feel it starting to.
Yeah.
Yeah, me
getting
too.
There, I can tell by 53, I'll be like, yeah, or we could die. Like when we're arguing about where to go to eat, like I'd be like Taco Bell or McDonald's. Or yeah, or
death.
Die.
Yeah.
Like. Not that that conversation ever happens. Should we go to Taco Bell or McDonald's? I don't know why I'm laughing at that. Everyone in Wichita is like, that's every night. Like, why, sorry, you live in Los Angeles where there's a restaurant, new restaurant opens every night, you fucking rich sack of crap. We have to choose which cock gun our food comes out of because we have two jobs and children, you fucking gross elitist prick. Sorry, Wichita. Why are you listening? Aren't you part of that big red part where there's all the... What is God... Do you care about politics? Are you...
Sounds about right.
I think about it a lot, but it makes me mad.
Are you going to miss Vine? Kid like yourself, you must have grown up on Vine, right?
Yeah.
Can you do something for 6 seconds like that you would do on Vine if it was still around?
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Okay. Just,
I'll say start when the vine starts, I guess. And then I'll say loop when it's over. So then if you want, you can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so start.
Oh, this is Stevie Nicks.
Loop. Sorry.
That's her.
Yeah. You'd probably reshoot it in that case if that happened. Like, I think what I did is my mistake is I said start 2, 3, 4. So I'll do it again and I'll do one. So okay. Start.
This is Ray Romano and he's a piece of bread.
Loop.
This is Ray Romano. I'm a piece of bread.
All right. We can probably do that on Instagram now. Like, we don't need.
Well, that's
need
Vine. Yeah. That's why it happened.
Poor Vine.
Yeah.
Poor Twitter, but for buying Vine. Poor Google for buying Twitter. Poor Mobile Oil for buying Time Warner, AT&T, and Google.
Zazaza.
So, 9/11.
Mm-hmm. What
happened,
did we
happened
learn?
Here.
Yep.
Uh-oh, we're fired. Oh, is she? Because her microphone keeps...
upgrade.
Nice.
Well, this is a good chance for me to switch over to...
Cool.
Are you going to start typing?
No.
Oh no. You should write comically like you were doing while rapping. I'm sure that's your wheelhouse.
I can't even listen to what you're saying while sitting down.
No, so. I know. It'll be great.
Whatever you suggested probably won't go well.
Okay. Right. Dan's firing up the computer.
All right. So I don't have any ideas. I just thought I'd come over here, start a new. All right. Fade in. Interior house. Night. Chiquita. 26 is baking. Her husband, Mike.
Yeah, you got a full screen.
Full screen. Oh shit! I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I thought you were just shouting out, like I'm with her, or... I, when I hear shouting, I just tune it out. I'm like, well, this person's just is incomplete. But you weren't. You were relying on me, and I was letting you down. That's why you were calling out. And I have calluses around my ears and soul. Because my parents, frankly, they hit me. And I know they're sick of hearing that, but stop listening to the podcast, you fucking oafs. Just retire.
So now do that, but rapping.
Well, my name is Child Abuse,
yeah.
I'm here to say. I'm going to abuse myself in the usual way.
I got a
chiclet in my pocket and a mic and Ike. God damn it. And right about now, I'm going to rap what I like. My name is... Shit, I'm typing what I'm saying. rapping on 3rd Street, going to town. I'm going to take a woman out on the town. I'm going to treat her real nice and open the door. I'm gonna sweep her off her feet and something more. And right about now, I'm gonna hand the mic to myself, cause my name is Mike. I can't do it at the same time.
No, I think that was great. That's what we wanted.
No, you can't rap and type dialogue at the same time.
No, you did it. You succeeded. That's all we wanted you to do, and you did it.
I bet you could, this is a good test, I bet you could rap and talk about politics at the same time because it takes so little brain space.
Well, how do you talk?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Steve says you should improvise Rick and Morty as a script. That might be too close to home.
All right, interior Morty's house, day, Rick is inventing something, Morty enters... Jeez, Rick. What are you inventing this time? Could you make it something that could help me get with a girl? Rick. Burp. Morty, I don't have time for this bullshit right now. My brain is huge. Oh, jeez. Shut up and hand me a screwdriver. Life is pointless. Oh, shit. Oh, jeez, Rick, I can't type. Rick, I'm putting my foot down this time, man. Shit. God damn it. Fucking cocks. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay. I said cock fuck, not cocksucker. That's politically correct. It's denigrating.
You know, anyone can suck a cock, Dan. It's not, like, insulting.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Thank you. I'll be
You're
here
right.
tomorrow.
It's sexist. It's not homophobic to say cocksucker. It's sexist to think it's not all right to say cocksucker.
I just think it's funny. Like, it's just a funny image. And that's it. Like, I'm like, yeah, I could suck a cock. That'd be funny.
But if
now
you're talking,
that's homophobic.
If you're talking to a guy and he says, oh, here's your fries, and you're like, these are late, and he's like, fuck you, and you're like, fuck you, cocksucker, you're saying to that guy as another guy, fuck you, I'm not on your team, and here's some things that are bad about you. You suck cock. So that's bad, because whether the guy's gay or not, you've denigrated a section of the population.
That's in the attitude, right?
It's in the attitude?
Yeah. You said, fuck you. You're not like, oh, thanks for the fries, cocksucker. You know, that'd be fine. We're all just trying to work it out.
So speaking of things that are, like, not so, like, I don't know, I don't know what's politically correct or not when you're talking about, like, when you, like, as I think Spencer would like to make love to more women.
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
Right. And he's also in his mid-20s, and I'm not going where you think I'm going.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's
you're tipping your hand too early, Harmon.
I don't know where the paths go into hashtag rape culture when you're like wingmanning in public, when you're like, someone should fuck my friend.
Well, I think you're just, you know, doing what no one asked you to do, really.
No, I know you didn't ask me to do it. I'm also being a bad friend. I know that, but I just like...
Fair enough.
I think, you know, like, Spencer's never going to make the first move, so you should gang up in him in an alley.
That's also not true. I mean, it's not like I'm always going to make the... I mean, yeah, why is this happening?
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Bachelorette number one.
The show's going great. So let's bring out head of CISO, Evan Shapiro. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. He was quick.
This guy's like the king of new media, and he won't have a microphone.
Oh.
Cause we
Is
had
there a broken one?
Hey, cocksucker.
Where do you stand on calling someone a cocksucker?
Oh, God.
I usually don't.
What insults do you usually employ?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes, it is.
Depends on the intelligence of the person I'm talking to.
It's fine. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay, thank you.
Because I will tell you, when I was in my 20s and the world was different, if I would get really mad at another man, like, I would go, like, full Baldwin, like, Glengarry Glen Ross, and further, like a lot of man-on-man insults that aren't woke are, they revolve around the emasculation of the other guy, and it's like, and so you call him the C word, and you call him, my favorite was always the TW word.
Titwanker.
Yeah.
Two? Tweedledee?
It's a twain.
Is it a four-letter word?
Never the twain shall we meet, mother cocksucker! No, you know, it rhymes with the second part of robot.
Yeah, I know the word.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
are you trying to get me to say it?
No. It was my favorite. It was like if I was mad at a guy,
I'm not really
like,
comfortable.
Fucking twat.
I'm not really comfortable with that word. Although we just did a show with a comic, and the name of the show was American Cunt.
Right.
And so in the office for a couple of days, you know, the email filter would capture it, or it was, you know, do you say that title in mixed company in the workplace?
Right.
You're the boss.
In the UK, like,
yeah.
it's a word.
Hello,
that's
cunt.
Like the equivalent, yeah, of, like, I don't know.
Asshole, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, kind of.
Hello, cunt.
It's designed for that, for that
it's
accent.
Sweet, almost.
So wait, let me ask you this, because you're running CISO, it's comedy, and so we're living in this world now where comedy has come to a four-way stop sign with multicultural awareness and like people trying to evolve into a Roddenberry vision of the future, and comedy is about irony is about incongruency with expectation, sometimes it's about shocking people, etc. Like I go with the definition. I think Jim Norton said, nobody try to be shocking on purpose, and nobody try to be polite on purpose. That's you not being funny. If you'll make yourself laugh and stuff, I would go with that. That makes sense to me. But as a person who's in charge of who gets a stand-up special and who doesn't, where do your opinions come in, and how do you employ them?
Well, I think the hard part is that in a culture where a woman can go on stage and be married to the largest cyberbully on Earth and unironically lecture us about cyberbullying, how are you funny? You know, how does someone respond to that and actually make fun of that in real time? Because you're watching the world turn meta on its head right in front of you, and it's very difficult to react to that in a way that just doesn't seem, you know, even more ironic.
Things are moving so fast, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know.
That's so I think what's happened now is that you're seeing something like this, where somebody gets up and is entirely confessional for an hour without necessarily having a script, has become one of the coolest ways to do comedy. And so I think what you're doing here and podcasting in general, you know, with your, I don't know what your podcast is about.
Me neither. Podcast?
It's great.
What is it called, Mary Houlihan?
It's called What's Up, It's Mary Houlihan.
That's the name of it?
And you just had your first show today, right? Was that a great?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Oh, my God, incredible. They were all there.
Oh, shit, thank you.
That's a big studio.
Yeah,
yeah.
My living room.
Hey, by the way, Spencer?
Hey.
You can't push back the start of the show?
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
That's why you know where I'm going to be right after this.
You're going to be writing, right?
Yes.
Who's going to be on the show next week?
Oh, who's going to be on the show next week? I don't think we can say.
Yeah, we can say.
it's possible that these people might drop out again.
Oh.
We've had a lot of problems booking. We've had a lot of problems making Iron Quest 2.
No. But we put up extra scenes on Thursday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Expanded Universe. You should check it out. It's the parts that we wish we could have kept in the show but had to cut for time because we wanted it to be short.
There's a whole wrestling match with Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys mean to imply that things have to sometimes be shaved from a from a larger?
No, it's all genius. It's all genius, Dan.
Right.
Don't have it. Nice.
Because it just makes me think of how I'm so tired of having to choose how to shave.
Is this a sponsor?
No, no.
What? What are you talking? What do you think? We're bought and sold?
We're just talking about our personal experience with various products we interact with.
Spencer, when was the last time you shaved?
Oh, I shaved my whole beard because I was going Hollywood Spencer. You might have heard the ad. Well, not you. You guys. But yeah, I grew it back.
How long did it take you to grow that beard back?
This is like a 7-year beard. A 7-year.
That's a 7-year.
A seven year.
Look at Levy's laptop's, his browser's homepage is the IGN.com. Levy's like a little Care Bear. He's like... He doesn't have an ounce of hatred in his heart. Like, I'm sure mine is Pornhub Premium. It has to be.
Premium?
As a premium page?
I don't know. I mean,
that's urgent.
So, anyways, I mean.
Pictures of men shaving.
Yeah, you at home listening, it's pictures of men shaving, because here's the thing about shaving, and women shave too, and really, and there's no such thing as gender, so this is a commercial for humanity. DollarShaveClub.com lets you, the human end user, reach out into the world and use digital technology to have shaving equipment delivered to your door. It's an unholy union of prehistoric needs and modern fulfillment. If you just go to DollarShaveClub.com/Harmontown, I believe you'll get a deep discount that will.
You get a free trial. Just pay shipping.
Yeah, and they pass the shavings on to you. I just coined that.
You didn't write that in advance?
No. So whether you have impressive. A beard that you don't like, or you have one that you like and you want to spend some time apart from it, or whether you don't want one and you're afraid one's about to happen, or whether there's no chance of you having one, but you live in a part of a patriarchy that demands that other parts of your body be hair-free. Maybe you're offended by that. Maybe you choose to be hairless, and it's an expression of yourself. In any case, you gotta shave. And so why invite the Gillettes and Bics and needless trips to the grocery store into that equation? That's not personal, that's not convenient, that's not intimate, and that's certainly not millennial.
There's nothing less millennial than trying to break into that locked up razor fortress at the drugstore.
Yeah, what does that say? Like, we want you to have this, but we don't trust you with it. You might hijack the store with a razor. Like, oh, you're a terrorist that's going to take over the grocery store by having the first blade press down the skin and have the second blade lift while the third clips, leaving behind a smooth strip of... That's not how terrorism works, and it's not how shaving should work. And hey, look, I don't know, I'm no expert on capitalism, but I don't think our advertisers would want us to exclude terrorists from their potential. I mean, I don't know.
I think they might. They might want to exclude them.
I've seen
Maybe.
Pictures of these guys. They need a shave.
You think Dollar Shave is okay with terrorists buying their razors?
According to science.
As long as they use them to shave.
From what I learned in 10th grade science, the definition of like what we cannot say for sure that their lack of shaving is causing them to blow things up. However, we do not know that there is not a cause-effect relationship until we do an experiment by going to dollarshaveclub.com/harmontown. If you are feeling terroristic today, look in the mirror. Are you beardy? Do you know for a fact that the beard is not telling you, like, to hate America? I don't. I hate America. I don't know what's. I don't know. It could be my beard.
Does your beard tell you to hate America?
I don't know. I can't. I don't speak beard. So
his beard does your beard. Yeah, yeah.
Your beard tells you to hate America.
Yeah. Wow. That's why I chose the executive blade. Choose your own blade.
Yeah. So dollarshaveclub.com/Harmontown.
That's a keeper right there.
Yep.
They're gonna love that.
Where are they? So there's what's fucked up with the society? I typed in man shaving into Google. There's got to be 1,000 images here. I bet if you typed liberty.
Yeah. He's typing liberty.
Look at that. A statue. It says so much about where we're at. Look at this. It's just a statue. You know, and it's a French one. What if you typed human rights? Oh God, you're probably gonna get you're gonna get people that are like, no, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Just all these images of humans exercising their rights.
Democracy, there we go. Okay, well that's better. It's just the word democracy in a lot of signs. Levy, you don't have your trackpad reversed for scrolling? Fucking get with it. They're not going to change their minds. As if people that reverse the trackpad, like, I'm holding out. Holding out for what? It's an oligarchy. They're going to... oligopoly, I think is what I meant to say. It's an ollie something, man. Ollie, oxen not free.
But it's his laptop.
It's his laptop.
Doesn't he have the right of choice of scrolling direction?
I have the right human to cheer at him and throw bricks through his window that say, love it or leave it. I don't have the right
Who's
to
the
do
Nazi
that.
Now?
I don't have the right to do that.
You're a scrolling Nazi.
I'm a scrolling Nazi. No scroll for you. What if you type in Irish Seinfeld? What do you get?
Oh, this is good.
Oh, this is like Family Feud.
Survey says.
Okay. Showing results for Irish Seinfeld. Here they come. All right. Well, it's the Gramercy. It's a very old classic theater. They've got, there we go. Irish Seinfeld. That's just Seinfeld. He's a global phenomenon. Irish Seinfeld is Seinfeld. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Wait, what is this picture? What is this? The cast of Seinfeld in front of the World Trade Center with an airplane. I mean,
it's the cast of Seinfeld in front of the World Trade Centers with a plane going into it.
Whose page is this? It's an Irish guy's page. It's a UK. All right. Until we wait for it to come up, the URL is, the last part is Seinfeld-911-exercise-terrible-bad-taste-of-funny. Seinfeld does 9/11 as an exercise in terrible bad taste, but it is very funny. All right. Hey, there's a show, I think maybe it's in Ireland. Here's a quick extract to give you the flavor. It nails the, okay. Hey, by the way, I am so, so sorry about that guy that you were seeing. Meh. Meh? What do you mean, meh? He was murdered by terrorists. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to read someone else's comedy.
Yeah, I don't see this ending well.
It's a spec script for Seinfeld.
About Elaine having a boyfriend who dies in 9/11 and them dealing in it.
Well, I hope that person's happy. TV's dead. I mean,
we're killing it. And by the way, I'd just like to say, you know, as the company that brings you the Olympics.
Fuck, can you stop them?
No.
Can you do something?
I do not have that
Pull
power.
Some strings, man. Some rings.
Why would you want to?
Because they're like...
Simone...
What if I told you that there is a global corporation that just wanted to extract money through the world by way of... pretending some sports mattered.
Well, welcome to America, man.
Yeah, I hate it.
Do you think sports are a pacification of people that would otherwise murder me, or do you think it's encouraging them to keep feeling murdery?
Both.
I think sports and other group communal activities help us escape. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Religion, sports. You know, I've been an Eagles fan since I was born, basically. Yeah. Let's see what happens tomorrow. I don't have a rational reason for rooting for the Eagles. I've lived in New York 27 years, and they suck most of the time, or they break my heart every year, and yet I keep going back.
I typed my name into Google. They're excited.
You're Googling yourself?
Yeah, which I haven't done in a long time.
What's the first thing that comes up?
It looks like you purchased a little ad here.
Now that's an ad.
Dan Harmon, my Wikipedia page. There's my Twitter.
Go to your Twitter.
IMDb. Yeah, no. I'm Dan Harmon, my AMA. Dan Harmon Poops, my outdated blog, my story structure. Wow, it used to
Wait,
just be
check
Dan
out that
Harmon
Twitter rant.
What's that?
Click on that Twitter rant. What's that about?
Dan Harmon's angry, abusive Twitter
That doesn't
rant.
Sound like you.
That's a year deeply. Ago. That's a year ago.
Makes him seem deeply unhappy.
This one under comedy with 2 question marks.
First off, none of this is safe for work in any way.
I don't know. That's
but
not
here
true.
We are printing it because if you scroll down, you will be reading some language in italics.
Language is not the burden of not safe for work at all. Who's like looking at, oh, that text is naughty. You are fired, mister.
Second off, if you worship Dan Harmon, creator of Community and Rick and Morty, you might want to stop here, because even your fellow Harmon worshippers think it makes him look really small. The story here is that Harmon was on a plane yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly drunk.
I remember this.
And someone insulted him on Twitter. This happens to famous people all the time. It even happens to non-famous people all the time. Twitter is essentially a cauldron of self-promotion links and insults, and there is no escape. Dan Harmon has surely been insulted on Twitter before. It's part of the shitty bargain. This time, though, something snapped.
This time.
And he caved to a dark desire to, quote, inflict genuine pain, unquote. Unfortunately, his nemesis has protected all his hurt tweets, so we can't see the original spark.
Oh, come on.
But Harmon's responses
digging.
Tell us plenty all by themselves. Update. From the comments, here's the unforgivable incendiary tweet that set Harmon
oh,
off.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I guess you're drunker than expected. That's okay, but this isn't that great of an idea. Okay, yeah, that's a fucking shitty person. Who would respond to a tweet like that? Okay, I guess you're drunk, but whatever, not a good idea. Fuck you, let the pain begin. I barely remember this, but I'm now re-mad at that guy. So I said, by the way, going through a divorce, fucking A, drunk, I'm on a plane, fuck you. My Twitter, my internet, my planet. I'm fucking Dan Harmon, I'm not a goddamn politician. Those people are terrible fucking people. I'm not running for election, fuck you. Don't talk to me shitty, you're gonna get talked to shitty back if I'm in a bad mood. It happens every day, it happens every day.
Even the non-famous people.
I'm not
people.
A fucking senator, man. Like, fuck you, fuck all of you. So fucking mad.
And then these days, people who are
sober right now.
There's so sitting politicians that do much worse, and it's not a problem at all. Like, they're like, oh, let's stop, you know, minorities from voting.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's been politicians threatening other politicians.
Yeah.
I did get drunk and get on a plane and say, I have an idea. All Mexicans are rapists. Let's build a wall around America.
Right.
Like, that would be like, well, Dan Harmon got drunk the other day and revealed that he's a fucking racist and a Nazi. And I thought, like, no, Dan Harmon got drunk and revealed something he reveals when he's sober, which is that he's a dick and you shouldn't fuck with him. Like, he was just more in the mood to fuck with you back than to play Cookie Collector. Like...
I'm sure this was pre-Cookie Collector, right?
I don't know. I Kevin Spacey'd the guy. Like, I just leaned into him and, like, fucking let him have it.
That's a verb.
Is there
Kevin
a wrap-up?
Is there a wrap-up? Oh,
like
that's
after
it.
Oh, okay.
It goes on from there, and you can revisit the whole debacle at Harmon's
oh,
Twitter
thank
feed.
Oh, thank God.
/ Dollar Shave Club if you want a discount. The in- interesting thing here, oh, is it interesting, is that his victim's Twitter handle was Birdperson, which is a Rick and Morty character. So he's at least nominally a Harmon fan. Nominally?
Well, if they follow you on Twitter, I mean, they're already at least nominally a fan of yours.
Oh, yeah. Every single person that says shitty stuff to me is always following me. Every person that always says, hey, shut up, you're fat and you're drunk and you're stupid and no one cares about your opinion. I always go over in the midst of blocking them, and right next to the block button is a fucking following you icon. And I always want to go like, this is insane. You're fucking, you wonder why I'm leaving behind a planet that is going to burn into a cinder.
Well, but Twitter's
or rather
become,
just be a water
but
world.
That's the point, is that Twitter's become a bit masochistic. You follow people so that you can get angry at them, so that you can evoke some kind of reaction.
Oh, yeah, and that's all fine. It's all fair play. I have never in my life like tried to ban somebody or complain or be like, what's going on Twitter? This should be illegal. Someone should shut PETA down. I don't suffer the illusion that my problems are the problems of the fucking society around me. I don't wait for anybody to fix my shit. I just like, if somebody says fuck you, I'm like, no, fuck you, probably, maybe.
But
if I'm coming out of therapy, I'm like, thank you. Like for 5 minutes. I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I should fuck me, I guess. It's a good point. I won't side with the split. I should engage in some self-care. I'm gonna go shower now.
But have you ever posted something in one of these that you regret?
He regretted this for a while, then he stopped, I think.
Well, I regretted the whole experience, but that's different from remorse, like where you're like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I don't know, I still forgive myself I'm a human being that's on Twitter. Remorse is like, I acknowledge my crime and I fucking like I feel terrible that happened. Like regret is like, oh shit, that turned into a shitstorm. If I went back in time, I'd avoid it because it didn't profit anybody. I don't know, fine line, but remorse involves this person that started this shit not feeling like a piece of shit, and I'm not willing to go to that world yet. I don't care if they're 15. I don't care if they have one arm. I don't fucking care. They're a dick. And if an encounter with me and their brush with fame that resulted from it changes their perspective on society's construction, then I've either done a favor or contributed to the fucking gross soup that is our society. And in either case, mwah.
They're probably proud of that moment, though. They probably have that like that thing framed on their wall somewhere.
So the conclusion is, so what the hell just happened? You're the journalist. Obviously, we witnessed an incredible explosion of insecurity, narcissism, and anger from a man who is both creatively talented. Thank you. See, that's odd. These are my worst enemies, and they still call me talented. That's the fucking best. Like nobody ever, everyone's like, that talented guy is an asshole. I'm like, is both creatively talented and insanely thin-skinned. Oh, heaven forfend that I'd be receptive and have fucking empathy. More than anything, my takeaway is that Dan Harmon is deeply unhappy. I love a good trolling. But this flew beyond that category within 3 tweets. Hopefully this is a passing moment of counterproductive chest thumping for Harmon and not the start of an emotional breakdown that ends with him smashing into walls in an asylum.
Oh, shit.
I mean, what are we in? That's Orwellian to say that. Hopefully this person being publicly vulnerable on social media and the resulting clickbait articles talking about how he's having a meltdown don't result in government intervention. Are you fine? Someone should shut PETA down. Dude, someone started PETA so you'd say that. They're already doing their job. Go start anti-PETA. Do something, you fucking schmuck. Like, what the fuck, man?
Let's read the comments.
Oh. All right, comments. Here's a screenshot of the pretty innocuous original tweet, but yeah, we already said that.
Oh, so they didn't research that. Someone posted in the comment and they updated.
That's what they said.
I hate this shit, man. People write an article that's literally just someone's tweets and then some. It's like if I told you about something that happened on Twitter and then got paid $100 for it.
But this person's talking about the person responding. By the way, I never read a single response from this person. Apparently, they said English wasn't their first language, and they apologized for how they came across. I didn't read anything from them. I was like, I was just typing 140 characters at a time about how they were a piece of shit. Jesus, that poor kid. Meh. I don't know, man. Apparently, definitely said, sick burns. You are a worthless but unnecessary. This person's quoting me. You are a worthless but necessary byproduct of an evolutionary strategy summarizable as no wrong answers. To which this person responds, bleh. Good one. Dan fancies himself some sort of insulting savant, but the only jab I found particularly inspired was, your pistons are generic fears. La-di-da, what the Roger Ebert of insults? What is... I am Sarah Silverman's complete lack of surprise. Okay. Dan Harmon
has... You gotta click see more. We gotta see how long this whole thing is.
This guy really dug in.
Dan Harmon has quite a few personality disorders, apparently stemming from an abusive childhood. He is also an alcoholic and perhaps even a drug addict. And although he is a creative genius, fucking A! These are my enemies! That would be like if during the debates, like, Hillary Clinton was like, okay, I get it, he'd make a great president, but still. I win! Pouring his pain and dysfunctions into his work, if you are familiar with his work, you will notice how many of his characters are projections of either himself, his hopes, or his fears. What a shallow bag of tricks. His process is very uneven, although this person may be defending me. His process is very, very uneven, and because of his... I believe this is probably Todd Vanderwerf from The Onion, an anonymous account. His process is very uneven, and because of his many issues, he is very hard to work with. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Having constant breakdowns and anxiety attacks and being plain abusive to the point that his now ex-wife, Erin, was more a caregiver and handler than a spouse and partner in the traditional sense. So no surprise that she finally called it quits, because you can only take so much abuse, and that's the point that sad little trolls like Joffrey, who feel the need to use the name of one of the most hated D-bags in all the fandoms because he thinks it gives him some sort of Reddit street cred. Wait, I don't even know who they're talking about now. Am I Joffrey, or is the...
No idea.
I lost the thread. Is the person that tweeted me Joffrey? I gotta back up. So no surprise that she finally called it quits, because you can only take so much abuse, and that's the point that sad little trolls like Joffrey, who feel the need to use the name of one of the most hated D-bags in all of the fandoms, because he thinks it gives him some sort of Reddit street cred, but in fact only shows how desperate for attention they are, don't get... Okay, so this person's saying, don't stop poking Dan Harmon because you think him slapping you is attention that'll make you happy. It won't. There are people who are assholes because they choose to or because they are too lame. This person can't spell for shit. To be something better. And then there are people who are assholes because they suffer from mental illness, personality disorders, and have a ton of real fucked up issues to deal with. Thank you. These are the people that can barely function. I don't know. And if you inform yourselves a little bit about Dan Harmon, you will realize he is one of said people. He is barely functional. He is a sick person that happens to be a creative genius. If not, he would probably be living on the streets like so many untreated addicts of mental patients, and all the people who don't get that are just a fucking ignorant, cruel reflection of how our society treats people with social disorders, mental illness, personality disorders, and drug addiction by punishing them, humiliating them, like they chose to be that way, like their very existence. Did I write this? Was I so drunk that I logged in and I was like, why do you keep... I should be on the streets if you hate me so much. Like, their very existence is annoying to them, and they should just get over their issues to make your selfish lives better. Dan Harmon is an asshole, but at least he has medical issues to explain why he is this way. And just to make all the jealous hatters feel better in their hatting ways. I wrote this. That's my red herring. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll spell a couple things wrong. I'm like, Jabani Ramsey's mom. I'm like, oh yeah. I'll just throw a couple extra T's in here. In their hatting ways, he lives in constant pain and anxiety. I must be an expert at deflecting it, because I'm fucking deliriously happy. He is a very unhappy, lonely man that hurts and pushes away everyone around him, because that's just how fucked up he is, that he can't have a basic, normal, healthy relationship, and sooner or later, he is going to self-destruct while the world watches, and I think that we'll be at the Gramercy Theater at 4 p.m. Signed, Steve Levy. I bet if we check that IP address, it comes right from inside my house. It's Steve Levy.
It's coming from inside the house.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, it's, what, so, I, okay, I mean, like, what do you mean? I'm a creative genius, I'm not functional, I'm functioning so well
he
that you're
creative.
Talking about me for 8 pages in a comment section.
I called you a creative genius twice, though.
And
so.
I'm, yeah. I'm functioning so highly that you're fucking, like, writing more than I am. Like, I'm getting paid for obscene amounts of money to self-destruct, and this is more than I've written all week. I didn't do this much on Doctor Strange. I just went in there and ate a pizza and was like, yeah, it's cool. He's kind of like Rick. Let's not forget Harmon's the first stages of a divorce. That's true. Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, I want to make sure and clarify. Like, I'm not... I very much explained that before that Twitter thing, and I never looked at the kid's responses. I wasn't talking to him. I very clearly said... This guy caught me at the wrong time. And my therapist had warned me. She said, people that are going through divorce, like, it doesn't matter the circumstances of the divorce. It doesn't matter fair, unfair. It's like, it's such a, it like raises up your like weird, you become hyper-vigilant about injustice. So like, you'll just like, you'll like, anything that seems unfair to you, you'll just like freak out, whether it's unfair, two people in a corner talking, like and then I went and experienced it, but I was like, this is what's happening. Like, I'm like, this person's gonna get a beat down because they disagreed with me. They told me, and I'm like, I need to inflict pain right now. And then I tweeted a bunch of stuff. I don't know the person, so how could I possibly be hurtful? I'm the non-anonymous one. I'm the one that everyone gets to call fat and alcoholic and abusive. Bring it, I mean, fuck it. Oh, and his wife, this person's like an expert on my marriage, and they're just walking away clean. They can write all that, and they're mentally healthy. This person is a fucking, like, this person's a therapist, right? This person's in charge of how other people should feel, and their response to a stranger on Twitter having a bad day is that my wife had to feed me pudding because I'm, like, that's fucking rude and judgmental, and if I tweeted something like that at somebody else, it would be incredibly petty, and everyone would be like, Dan Harmon attacks Vince Gilligan and invokes his divorce, you know? I'd be like, you think Breaking Bad's so good, how come your marriage sucks? It would be like the end of my career. It would be the end of my career because it wouldn't just be me going like, fuck you, you people are gross jerks, I'm in a bad mood, everyone's a piece of shit asshole. I'm just like Hannibal Lecter, I'm locked in a cell. All I can do is talk about fava beans. I can't, like, eat you. Quid pro quo, Clarice. If you listen to me and work with me, I will direct you to a storage unit that will solve a lot of your case for you. There is a place where a guy, for some reason, is storing a head in a jar.
Conspiracy carrot. The voice of a generation.
Look at this guy. Community sucked shit-flavored dick. That's like the, that is like the Parks and Rec of insults of Community. What's more amazing to me is how anyone can go anywhere on the internet and not flip out like this. Oh, I love you, Ben Hinman, 8 months ago.
Ben Hinman? That sounds familiar.
Oh.
No, it sounds a lot like Dan Harmon.
Oh. Wait, did I spend the whole show? What am I? What's Steve Levy's clock says 2:23. Does that mean? Oh, is that?
It's
mean,
time for a wrap.
We got to wrap. All right, Mary Houlihan. How can people walking away from this go experience more Cockney and more reserved but polite and possibly very cool, assuredly funny and smart because you're on Feral Audio shenanigans?
You can follow me on the web at Mary Houlie, H-O-U-L-I-E. You may also listen to my new podcast. And you may also go to a comedy show I do. It's called Cartoon Monsoon, and it's every first Friday of the month at Annoyance Theater.
All right, Mary Houlihan. Evan Shapiro. What do you have to plug? Dollar Shave Club?
Yeah, well, I could use a shave right now, actually. No, yeah. I'll plug Harmon Quest. It's up right now. And we just put 10 new chapters of the expanded universe up there, which has extra stuff that we didn't get into, did not shave. See what I did? All
right.
But it includes extra stuff with Paul F. Tompkins and Nathan Fillion and a whole bunch of other great people.
Do you have a favorite one, like, of these deleted moments?
I think the scene that got taken out of the wrestling match with Paul F. Tompkins from the first episode.
It was so long, though. I like the Aubrey Plaza, I think, her introduction piece, and she's like, I could turn it into something else. It's, like, some really funny stuff. There's so much funny stuff that we had to cut out.
Yeah, the
of that
Aubrey
one.
Plaza episode.
Hawaiian
like
coffee.
My favorite, because it's like, real time. That's kind of what I pictured when I thought about playing D&D and animating it, is the fact that D&D, Pathfinder, the fact that fantasy role-playing is often, like, it's so, like, it's people arguing about how to open a door,
right.
like, and it's like,
I opened
hilarious.
The door. I did it.
All right, great. Well,
cool. And that's all up at, you can get it on any device, iPhone, Android, CISO.com.
Xbox One.
Yeah, Xbox, yeah. And if you sign up right now, you get a month free, so you can watch all of Harmon Quest and all of the Expanded Universe for free, and then maybe stick around.
Give me a beat. Yo,
give it to them.
Yo,
I don't think they're ready.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, yo.
I guess I was mistaken. They're ready.
Yo.
Give it to them.
Yo. New York. 103rd Street, below it, 102nd, is where I like to meet. My bagels and coffee and hot chocolate. I fucked your mama until she said, stop it, and then I stopped. Immediately.
Open communication.
I took a taxi, and not an Uber, because the medallion system is MacGruber.
Will Forte.
I went to the Statue of Liberty, so I saw the torch.
Porch.
Where? Street to street and train to train. The subways are below, like Lois Lane. She's not below Superman. She's below a patriarchy. Glass ceiling, man. She should be the editor of that paper by now.
I'm with her.
Lois Lane has more superpowers than Superman because she earned them by the hour. She disciplined herself and she went to school in an age when people took her for a fool because she had no penis where there's just a hole.
Daily Planet.
Lois Lane.
Metropolis.
Is it a plane? No, it's Lois Lane. Is it a plane? No, it's Lois Lane. Higher than an eagle, faster than a train. Motherfucker, look at Lois Lane. She got two big titties and a journalist degree. Sorry about...
Keep it going. Move past it.
She's resistant to objectification. It's her superpower. She doesn't have a kryptonite because she's grown from in a world that tried to hold her down. She's more like Doomsday in that regard. Aquaman always gets beef because he talks to fish and coral reefs. Green Lantern. Whoa. His kryptonite is the color yellow.
And wood. It fucking used to be wood.
Dumb. Fucking dumb. So dumb. I'm here. I can help by making anything as long as it's green.
Or
make a green Superman. Take over the world. Fucking dipshit. New York! 105th Street, 100th Avenue, Alphabet City. That's what I'm gonna do. My pinky is Staten Island. The finger is sticking up like a middle finger. And all the Bronx. And I'm curling up in a fist. And I punch you, because I'm New York! If you're a terrorist, I mean. I don't punch you if you're a New Yorker, because I love New York. But my fist is gonna punch terrorism. I hate 9/11. I hate 9/11.
Never forget.
I hate 9/11. I hate it more than everyone else hates 9/11. 9/11 happened here. I hate it. And I don't fear 9/12. Bring it on. You're going to make it. You're going to find out it can't happen. I hate 9/11. Below 6th Street, you get a nice donut. You get some coffee, and then you will not wake up. If it's a good donut. Okay, starting over.
I go on the subway, I connect the orange to the red, I take the red line, and I wake up instead of going to 3rd Street, go below 4th if I want a good cup of coffee, but you gotta get it from the pizza dough from the other place, because they bring the water from Toronto or something.
Yeah. Bring it home.
All right. Give me your weary, your huddled masses. I fucked your mama in all the classes. I fucked her so hard the bitch needs glasses. She's myopic now, and I gave her some grasses. I tried to bring it home, and I fucked it up.
That was great.
All right, here we go. Okay, all right. City to city, coast to coast. Fucked your mama like French toast. Put syrup on her, gave her some eggs. I had to do it when I saw her legs, but didn't. But I liked her for her personality. Fuck. All right, fuck it. All right. Wait, okay. All right. Pedophiles are bad. Okay, I feel that flow. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, whoa. Yo. Don't fuck kids. They're too young.
That's our show, everybody. Good night. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you, Apple.
Thank you to Evan Shapiro. Thank you to Mary Houlihan. Thank you for the Gramercy Theater and everyone who helped us put on the show. Thanks to you. All right, Harmontown is out of session. Try fans to take chances.
No. All right, see you soon.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.